Chapter 8 Of a Low Estimation of Self in the Sight of God. I will speak unto my Lord, who am but dust and ashes. If I count myself more, behold, thou standest against me, and my iniquities bear true testimony, and I cannot gainsay it. But if I abase myself and bring myself to naught, and shrink from all self-esteem, and grind myself to dust, which I am, thy grace will be favourable unto me, and thy light will be near unto my heart. And all self-esteem, how little soever it be, shall be swallowed up in the depths of my nothingness, and shall perish for ever. There thou showest to me thyself what I am, what I was, and whither I have come. So foolish was I, and ignorant. Psalm 73, verse 22. If I am left to myself, behold, I am nothing, I am all weakness. But if suddenly thou look upon me, immediately I am made strong, and filled with new joy. And it is great marvel that I am so suddenly lifted up, and so graciously embraced by thee, since I am always being carried to the deep by my own weight. This is the doing of thy love, which freely goeth before me, and succoureth me in so many necessities, which guardeth me also in great dangers, and snatcheth me, as I may truly say, from innumerable evils. For verily, by loving myself amiss, I lost myself, and by seeking and sincerely loving thee alone, I found both myself and thee, and through love I have brought myself to yet deeper nothingness, because thou, O most sweet Lord, dealest with me beyond all merit, and above all which I dare ask or think. Blessed be thou, O my God, because though I be unworthy of all thy benefits, thou bountiful and infinite goodness never ceaseth to do good, even to ingrates and to those who are turned far from thee. Turn thou us unto thyself, that we may be grateful, humble, and godly, for thou art our salvation, our courage, and our strength.